There's some stuff on my mind, and I thought, let's give you an analogy in the marketing space, because if you're trying to build a brand and you're putting yourself into a pile of just paid ads, which are fine, but hear me out about long-term play here. The hidden costs of delaying organic growth. Imagine you're planting a garden. You've got the seeds for vibrant flowers, which is your brand. You're ready to see the bloom, but instead of planting them now, you decide to wait a couple years, relying solely on store-bought bouquets, which are the paid ads, to beautify your space. It sounds counterintuitive, right? But that's exactly what's happening when brands postpone their organic strategy. So I'm going to quickly dive into why delaying your organic growth is like leaving your seeds in the packet while expecting a flourishing garden. Organic growth is the soil that nurtures your brand's roots, making it strong and resilient. It's built through genuine connections, trust, and value. Elements that can't be bought, only earned over time. By focusing solely on paid campaigns, you're renting your audience's attention. When the money runs out, so does their focus. Organic growth, on the other hand, is an investment in your brand's future. It's creating a community of loyal followers who believe in your message and advocate for your products. This doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process that requires consistency and patience. By pushing back your organic strategy to 2025, 2026, you're not just postponing growth, you're potentially stunting it. So when you finally turn your attention to organic channels, you'll be starting from scratch while your competitors, who've been tending to their garden all along, will have a deeply rooted presence, making it harder for your brand to break through the noise. In today's digital ecosystem, where consumer trust is paramount, organic content is the currency of credibility. It's the storytelling that surrounds your brand, the educational posts that showcase your expertise, and the inspirational posts and stories that connect with your audience on a human level. It's a slow and steady race, but the finish line is worth it. A dedicated community, lower market costs over time, and increased brand equity. I swear to God, though, but let's not forget, though, the ever-changing algorithms of social platforms and search engines. They favor content that engages, retains, and satisfies users. So investing in organic content now, you're teaching these algorithms that your brand is a source of valuable information, which can lead to increased visibility and organic reach down the line. The longer you wait, the more you have to play catch-up, adapting to the whims of these platforms rather than growing alongside them. Moreover, the data organics from the engagement you receive is incredibly insightful. It tells you what your audience cares about without the skewed lens of paid promotion. This information is gold dust for shaping future campaigns, products, and services. By delaying this, you're essentially flying blind, relying on paid campaigns that may or may not hit the mark while missing out on cultivating a data-rich understanding of your audience. So in summary, while paid ads and campaigns are a powerful tool for immediate visibility and targeted reach, they should work in tandem with a robust organic strategy. By nurturing your brand's organic presence, you're setting the stage for sustainable growth, deeper customer relationships, and a competitive edge that will serve your brand for years to come. Don't wait for the right financial year to start planting those seeds. The best time to start growing organically is yesterday. The second best time is now. Your future brand will thank you for it. Thank you for listening to my rant. And let me know if you need help in the organic end of the spectrum. Good, thanks.